Howdy, neighbors, and welcome to our first 2019 Ag Perspectives podcast. I'm Ron Hayes. Joining us today is the new director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch. Caitlin, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things going on right now. One that's very, very much on the minds of a lot of people is this continued standoff between President Trump and the Democrats over a partial government shutdown has ramifications for USDA, and it has ramifications for the livestock industry because of the fact that we've got reports that we normally are accustomed to getting that we're not going to be getting, several more are obviously in jeopardy as we go along. What is happening in that regards? I know that NASS is still issuing and putting data out, but they don't have everything they normally have.
So USDA AMS has been the agency that's least effective. We're still getting price reporting data that's been released on a weekly and daily basis, although some of those reports aren't necessarily able to be reported because they're collected by agencies that are shut down. NASS being one of those agencies that's shut down, so we're missing actual slaughter data that definitely is released by USDA AMS. We're no longer getting that on a weekly basis. And so right now we're largely flying off the estimated numbers for the last couple weeks. USDA NASS, another key livestock reporting agency, has been shut down. And so we've already seen some reports that were not released as scheduled at the end of December. Poultry slaughter, agricultural prices, broiler hatchery among those. But moving forward, the longer the government shutdown lasts, the more key reports we're missing out. And when we look ahead, it's not just NASS, it's USDA FAS, the trade data, which is going to be scheduled here on Tuesday the 8th. We're probably going to see that come out either delayed or later this month, is what it's looking like right now. But for the cattle sector, we've got some key reports coming up that are running the risk of the surveys not being sent out and the data not being collected, and where that leaves us, whether those reports are delayed or we're just going to miss that information, is of great concern right now. Cattle on feed is probably the next big one, but the semi-annual cattle inventory report at the end of the month is one of those key reports that really sets the tone for the year and where we think the cattle industry is going. And so if we don't get that data at all, that's going to have some big ramifications on how we do market analysis and how folks react to market information this year.
You mentioned that cattle inventory report. I guess that's theoretically going to be out on the 31st of January. And they need 10 days at least or so of lead time to make that probably a reality. Let's talk a little bit about that inventory report. And one of the numbers that we watched as close as maybe as anything is those beef cow numbers. And we've been rising in beef cow numbers. We've seen the inventory come up really almost annually since, about 2014 or so, I guess, is when we kind of hit the bottom. What have y'all noticed as far as in 2018 that may lead us to that January 1 number?
Well, we're looking at the same things you just mentioned. The number of beef cows has grown, that has calved over the last 4 years, adding about 2.6 million head since 2014. But this year we've really watched the number of cows, beef cows being slaughtered, and also the number of heifer cows being slaughtered into the slaughter mix this year. And so those slaughter numbers are much higher than they have been in the years past. And so what we take that to mean is that producers are looking at slowing down this expansionary phase. However, looking at where cattle prices have been this year, things haven't been so bad that we're hearing a lot of reports of folks just liquidating herds or doing some massive culling. And so we're really viewing this as a slowing down in the growth cycle. And so we're expecting that January 1 inventory number to come in probably still above a year ago, but less than 1% above 2018. So, somewhere in that, anywhere from 0 to 0.5% is probably what we're looking at, but it could be a little bit higher. And that's really based on where we've seen slaughter numbers kick out this year and what we've seen the heifer slaughter mix do in 2018. One other thing I would bring up is, that January 1 inventory report number is really the only time you get a look at how many heifers producers are holding for a replacement. And so without that, it's really tough to say what people are thinking moving through the year. Now, we right now are viewing this next year as a year of transition, probably the last year of year-over-year growth for this cattle cycle. But without that number, we don't really have a good handle on what people are thinking.
I know that, you know, we've always kind of asked the question, how many beef cows do we really need in this country given demand? Demand's been good, obviously, the last couple of years, including in 2018. But do we need more beef cows? Do we need something above 32 million at some point?
I think you're right that beef demand has been really good this year, both domestically and abroad. And anytime you're talking about that supply and demand being balanced, it's better to be trying to play catch up on the supply side than trying to go the other way. So a lot of beef demand, too, kind of hinges on the macroeconomic and environment. We've been looking at, some whispers of that kind of possibly slowing down in 2019. And so those are all factors that are going to play into kind of how much beef production we really need. I'm sure your listeners know as well as you do that the production cycle is a little bit longer here in cattle. And so that timing of all of that really matters to when that supply production decisions get made versus when it comes to market. And so if we're looking at a recession in 2020 or late 19, those production decisions are underway right now. And so what that kind of shakes out at by the time that meat comes to market is in question, right? We don't know necessarily what demand will be once that production comes in.
Thanks, Caitlin. Caitlin McCulloch, who is the new director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.